Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, Matthew, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Verses 1 through 12, Matthew chapter 5. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have of being able to pray for one another in the body of Christ, in our nation and all over the world. And thank you, Lord, for all of your body, all of your children, wherever they might be, Lord. In a special way, we lift up those who are in persecuted nations and persecuted regions of our world. Father, flood them with your spirit of comfort, grace, and strength. And Lord, guide us as the church in the world, those of us that aren't in a position of being persecuted and severely persecuted, as so many are in the body of Christ in parts of the world. Help us to not only pray for them, but to do other things that we can do to comfort, to strengthen, to encourage our brothers and sisters that are under persecution in different parts of the world. And bless our efforts today and the other things in the future that you are calling us to do to reach out and to bless and encourage one another in Christ. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession today. We're blessed to have with us in studio today two members of one of the divisions of the American Family Association, the ministry entitled Engage, Cedra Sarton and Jordan Chambly. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Cedra and Jordan, to the Hour of Intercession.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Great to have you again. It's been a little bit, but mm-hmm. good to have you all once again. And as we start, if you all could just tell our listeners what Engage is before we get into the Orange Letter Campaign.
Sure, yeah. Well, Engage, like you said, is a division of the American Family Association. A group of us, some of the younger employees, we got together about 5 years ago and we decided that it would be a great opportunity for us to come together and build something that could reach out to people about our own age. Our generation, so that's the millennials and Generation Z that's coming up after us, have kind of largely lacked a lot of biblical teaching and real discipleship, something, you know, things of substance anyway. And we wanted to kind of fill that void. So our efforts are in that regard. We want to provide a resource in the form of a website with articles. We have a weekly radio program, which is also a podcast, and a print magazine. So that's going to be a biannual this coming year. Mm-hmm. And so in those, we try to discuss issues that are relevant to the world around us, but also in a way that helps people build a biblical worldview. And that's really our heart.
Okay. Thank you mm-hmm. for sharing that. And so today we're specifically focusing on a campaign called the Orange Letter Campaign. Mm-hmm. Again, between Cedra and Jordan, they're going to share with you what the Orange Letter Campaign is all about.
Yeah.
Oh, if you look back a few years ago, I think everybody remembers in 2015 a viral video going around of these 21 Christians being beheaded on a beach in Egypt. Mm. And they were wearing these orange jumpsuits. And I think a lot of people, including us, wished we could do something. Like, how could we reach out to these families that are suffering, that are missing their spouses, their fathers, their sons? And we were able to partner with another ministry, and they helped us by delivering letters that we would have AFR listeners send in. Mm-hmm. And they sent in these letters and they were delivered directly to these families. And that's just how the Orange Letter was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and since then, so we sent letters to Egypt to those families who had lost loved ones on that beach, and in that area as well. And we were able to raise a few thousand letters in that campaign. And since then, we've been to Syria. We've sent letters to Christians in North Korea by kind of hijacking the airwaves there. It was a very interesting situation. Mm-hmm. And then last year, we sent letters to the widows in Nigeria. So a similar situation to in Egypt, where a lot of their husbands and fathers had been killed or taken away from them for the sake of Christ. And so we wanted to reach out to them in the midst of their persecution, let them know that they weren't alone. And so this year, partnering with Global Outreach, which is a local ministry here in Tupelo. We're partnering with them to specifically focus on sending letters of encouragement and prayer to missionaries. So Global has about, 300?
Almost 300 missionaries
on the ground all over the world. And we want to, especially at this end of the year with Christmas and the holidays coming up, they feel alone, kind of isolated. We want them to let them know that they're not alone, they're not forgotten, and that we are praying for them and that we do love them and want to support them in their work.
Okay, so this is something that any listener can get involved with that?
Absolutely, yeah. We have, right now on our website, we have an article up kind of explaining what we're looking for in the letters. So they're like about 200 words long. It can be shorter. And have an article up about what we might want in the letters, what we don't want in the letters. A lot of people want to give advice, and we're not really looking for that. We're looking for encouragement. Don't want to tell them how to do what they want, you know, what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a unique time of year that we're focusing on. So like Christmas greetings as well, if that is put on your heart as well. So that article is up on our website, engagemagazine.net.
And if you're struggling with what to share and you're not sure, maybe look back at a time when you were going through something. Maybe you feel isolated, alone, or something like that. Just share some scripture that maybe touched you during that time, something that helped you. It's really easy. And just let them know that you love them and that you're praying for them. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so if someone, like, do people need to write a letter, put an envelope, send it to you, or email it, or what is your preference?
Well, that would be nice, but we can't do that. So what we're asking people to do is type it out and send it to orange@afa.net. That's just our email that we're going to collect all these letters in. And from there, we'll send those to Global. They'll combine them with the letters that they're receiving. Mm-hmm. And those will be turned into actual physical letters that will then hand to those missionaries. So they will get paper in their hands, but we need to receive electric, you know,
email,
please. Yes.
Okay, so don't send 1,000 letters in envelopes.
That's hard to go through when we are on a tight
deadline.
Please
don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, our listeners are simply to email a letter.
Absolutely.
To engage at this point and share the,
the
email that they're to use again.
Yeah, it's orange@afa.net. That's just the color orange@afa.net.
Real simple. Should be easy to remember, I hope.
Yeah. Okay. You said 200 words or less, then?
200.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And what age group do you want to write in? Oh. Is there...
Everybody.
What's really interesting about this, and we were talking to John Darnell from Global about this, it's not just adult missionaries across us, overseas in these places. A lot of times they have children with them and teenagers. Mm-hmm. So anyone can write a letter, and there will be someone there who can appreciate, you know, the message that you'll send. So if you're a teenager or a child even, and you want to write a letter, please do so.
It's even been mentioned that it would be a good family project, something to sit down sit down with your kids or your spouse. You could sit down with your lovely bride, Miss Birdie, and y'all could write a letter together. Mm-hmm. And so I think that would be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask if each of you would just share, pray a brief prayer for listeners to really respond as the Holy Spirit would have them to this campaign.
Yeah, I'll do that. Lord, I pray in this hour that you would move upon the hearts of people listening to this program. Move them to pray, first of all, about what they should write, and to pray for them to have a perspective from these missionaries that they know what to say to encourage these people who are overseas in strange countries that are unfamiliar to them. Pray for them to understand what to write so that they can be reinvigorated in their efforts to spread your word and to bring people to you. And please, Lord, let no letter come in that is not bathed in prayer. so that your power can be very present in this effort, Lord. And we just hope that we ask that you bless this effort in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for these men and women and their families that are on the ground trying to spread the word that you had given them, Lord. I just pray that in this time of family celebration and they're separated from their families, Lord, that you would make them feel uplifted, that they would be blessed to these letters that they get, Lord, and that they would feel closer to you, first of all, Lord, and they would not feel alone during this season, God. And I just thank you so much for them, and thank you for the listeners. And Lord, I just pray that everyone that sends a letter would have thought very hard on what they want to say, God, and that they would spend time praying to you and talking to you, Lord, and that you would guide them. In your name I pray.
Amen. Again, the email to send these letters to is orange@afa.net, correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And any age group, if you can write, yes, or you can type, just send it in and they'll be glad to pass it on.
Yes.
And go to engagemagazine.net if you want to read our articles that have more information on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, our time is just about gone, though, but the place of letters in the church, in the history of the church, is very important, of course. Yeah. Much of our New Testament, they are letters. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Lord used them mightily. And, of course, I don't know to what extent Paul realized that the letters he sent were not only going to be received by the church and congregations, but people all over the world years later would read them and be blessed by them as well. So letters are a wonderful tool the Lord can use. So any final words you all would like to share about this campaign?
Just go to engagemagazine.net. Like we said, there's many articles, not just about the campaign itself, but about missionaries in general. So throughout the week, we're going to be posting those. So check those out and pass it along to friends and family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And share Engage's website once again.
That's engagemagazine.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Engagemagazine.net. I would encourage every listener to go online and learn more about what Engage is doing and specifically about the Orange Letter campaign. And please get involved too, so you can bless and encourage brothers and sisters in different parts of the world as they serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you.
Father, thank you, Lord, for, again, the ministry of Engage. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to be a part of an outreach like this, to reach out to bless and encourage missionaries in different parts of the world. Lord, stir every single believer to have a heart that listens to what the Holy Spirit would have them to do. Father, from the youngest child listening to the oldest adult, or if there are listeners who want to encourage their children or grandchildren to get involved, help us, Lord, to recognize there's something all of us can do. And Lord, we thank you for the missionaries that will receive them. I pray that every letter would be a seed in the life of the missionaries to bless them, to encourage them, to build them up, and to help prepare them to do the work they're called to. And help us to know, Lord, also that as we pray for each other and as we send letters like this, that it will encourage brothers and sisters, it will help to further the gospel, and that every single missionary that receives one, somehow or another, I pray that your Holy Spirit would minister to them according to the needs of their minds and their hearts, and let them be blessed and encouraged as they continue the work they're called to. Lord, we also pray for the ministry of Engage, Anoint, Jordan and Cedra, and the other members of the Engage team. Help them to be wise and great, gracious and passionate about the work they're called to. Lord, there's such a need to reach out to the millennial generation and all the youth of our culture. So many are not choosing to be a part of the life of the church or be involved in the work of your kingdom. Prosper the work of this ministry's hands, and more with every passing day, help them to be productive, help them to accomplish what you want them to accomplish. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Share the website one more time for Engage.
Mm-hmm. That's engagemagazine.net.
All right. And once again, the email letters can be sent to orange@afa.net. Again, that's orange@afa.net. And again, don't send them letters. Mm-hmm. Don't send them physical letters. Send them by way of email,
yes, mm-hmm,
and they'll pass them on. So we appreciate them coming. Thank you, Jordan,
well,
and thank you, Cedra, for being with us today.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. And again, I hope that all of you take it seriously. Again, orange@afa.net to send in those letters. Hope you'll do that. We'll be right back.
Feel the world is broken.
We do.
shadows deepen.
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do.
Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and
Peterson, the song, Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. For this next segment and the third segment as well, we're grateful to have with us as our phone guest today, Pastor Keith Neds. Pastor Neds, amongst other things, he's a busy man in the kingdom of God, but he has directs a ministry called Calligraphy for Christ. Pastor Keith, how are you today?
Oh, doing very well. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today. And as we start, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment to further introduce yourself to our listeners, as well as tell our listeners what the Ministry of Calligraphy for Christ is about.
Okay. My name is Keith Neds, as has been said already, and I'm a part-time assistant pastor of a little church here in Rockwall, Texas. But the Lord has worked in my heart and given me different abilities. So I'll just give you a brief rundown of my background with calligraphy for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a commercial art major, and so she was my first teacher in calligraphy. In junior high, I was just amazed at the letter forms, and did some work even for some of my teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. I did a sign for a farmer I worked for, and it all changed when I was 23 years old at a crisis point in my life, and that's when I gave my life to Christ, according to Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. If he comes to God, must believe he exists, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. At that point in my life, calligraphy took on a whole new purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I was just consumed with God's word, and so putting it out in front of my eyes, I would just love to do that, and I'd give out. I do calligraphy for people for gifts and do it on the bulletin our church in Ohio, where I was from. And so then we moved from Ohio to Texas. I was working in the computer field for a bank in Ohio, and this was after 9/11. I have the truth, and I need to spend more time getting the good news of Christ out. So this door opened in Texas. And when I moved down to Texas, the pastor found out that I did some calligraphy. He said, why don't you do a script? The church at that time was memorizing different passages. And he said, well, can you just do the verses we're memorizing on the bulletin every month, a different verse? And so that was sort of the beginning of doing much more calligraphy than I'd done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started in 2007, I thought, well, you know, maybe I just go ahead and make this available. Other people would have been interested in what I'd done. And so it actually started out solely SDG Graphics. And so that was 2007. And then 2018, just last year, we became a not-for-profit because I've just had a passion to give it away as opposed to I'm not opposed to selling it, but I just think we need to spread the word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a brief summary of what God's done. I never expected to be doing the amount of calligraphy I'm doing, but it's just a gift that God's given me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, Pastor Keith, you know, one thing I'd want to share with our listeners, you know, you called me, got in touch with us after we had done a broadcast about our Ten Commandments project, and I'm very just grateful to the Lord that you did contact us, because, of course, since that time, you've sent us a number of copies of the Ten Commandments that you did in calligraphy, and a beautiful, beautiful copy of the Ten Commandments. And I think this is one of those issues where I think it's much more important than many believers seem to grasp. And, you know, I'm going to share this scripture that you and I have discussed. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6. Beginning at verse 4, it tells, amongst other things, it tells us as believers that we're to decorate our homes with the Word of God. And, of course, calligraphy is a wonderful way with which to do that. But I'm reading from Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. And, you know, Pastor Keith, particularly this last verse, again, it specifically says, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. In other words, it's basically directing us to even create jewelry that has the word, that uses the word of God, and pictures and items we place for decoration in our homes. God is directing us, put the word on display in our homes and in our houses as well. And the kind of calligraphy that you do is a wonderful way whereby believers can take it and put it on display in their homes. So, but any further thoughts about that whole truth that you'd like to share?
Well, just to give you a little background on the Ten Commandments, I was following very closely the situation with Roy Moore and how he was standing for the Ten Commandments. He was so viciously attacked. Mm-hmm. I so appreciate him. But it dawned on me, you know, I wondered how many people were in such a uproar about taking the Ten Commandments out of the public square, so to speak, but do they have the Ten Commandments in their own home? And you know what? I didn't have it in our house. So mm-hmm. I thought, no, I need to do that. So I lettered this, and I love the way it's organized in the Bible and what Jesus says about the Ten Commandments. And so he has it into two categories, our relationship with God and with man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we live in a day of lawlessness, as you know. But he mm-hmm. said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Mm-hmm. And the law is so critical. So around the cross, let me just read a few verses, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Around this cross, it's right in the center of the piece. Mm-hmm. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law and become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. That's in Galatians 3:13-24. For Christ is the head, or Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. And then, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. And so I've been greatly impacted. Are you still there?
Sounds yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still
I've
here.
I've been greatly impacted by the ministry of Living Waters and Ray Comfort, and how he emphasizes it's so important that we spread the law, because that awakens people to their sin. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, so crucial. And then mm-hmm. that leads into Christ, because there's no way we can keep the law.
That's right.
By any works that we do, just by his grace through faith.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think of this, too, that you just made a great point that, you know, time and time again over the years we've seen where you see Satan, through the use of people, will try to remove the Word of God that's on display in public settings, whether it's a courthouse that has a copy of the Ten Commandments or other scripture. And so apparently the devil really wants to keep the Word of God out of sight as much as he can in public places. Well, of course, that should tell us something important, too. In other words, if he fights it so hard, apparently it makes a much bigger difference than most believers may realize. But also, as we just alluded to, Scripture directs us clearly. Again, that's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 9. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. In other words, we're to decorate our homes, to place on display in our homes the Word of God. And so, again, your point is a powerful one, that many a believer that is upset that the Ten Commandments are being removed or trying to be removed from their local courthouse, do you have it on display in your own home? And that's a very important question every believer should ask, because it's a good question for us to be confronted with. So any other thoughts you want to share on that?
Well, my daughter, Esther, I was checking with her about a Bible verse that she had for Sunday school to memorize. I said, how you been doing on that, Esther? And she says, oh, I've had that memorized a long time. I said, how? I didn't ever hear you work on it. She said, oh, it's right there on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 41:10.
Mm-hmm.
And what is in front of our eyes impacts us. Now,
mm-hmm.
You know, the advertising, the businesses understand this totally, and they put all kinds of crazy stuff in front of our eyes, sometimes things that have nothing to do with their product, but they want to draw us to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to realize that what is in front of our eyes is very important. You know, that little song I sing with the kids in Sunday school, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Mm-hmm.
The Father up above is looking down in love. But we can put things in front of our eyes that are going to encourage us into redeeming our lives instead of wasting and going the other direction. And God really wants us, as you mentioned there in Deuteronomy, about having this right in front of our eyes. In fact, that's our byline or whatever you call it for Calligraphy for Christ, keeping his word before your eyes.
That's good. That's good. Would you take a moment to pray for believers to really grasp what God is telling us when he's speaking about placing the word on our doorposts and on our gates? Would you pray for our listeners?
Yeah. Lord, we thank you for the way you get really practical in your word, very practical in our day-to-day living, to help us to be conformed to your image, to help us to be transformed by the newing of our mind. And we thank you for this instruction in Deuteronomy. Lord, I pray for our listeners. I pray for deliverance from evil. Lord, I've had issues with looking at wrong things, looking at evil things, and it's been extremely destructive in my life. Lord, we might have some listeners right now. They're looking at pornography. They're being defiled by what they look at. Maybe they're reading some books. The error and the falsehood coming out is just destroying them. Lord, I pray that the truth, your word, would be before folks' eyes and our audience that are listening. You'd transform each of us, and Lord, I pray that you'd raise up laborers to provide a way to put your word before our eyes. And thank you for the power of your word, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Keith. We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Pastor Keith Neds. He's the director of Calligraphy for Christ. We'll be right back. Music of Dunsin Oyekan, the song simply entitled Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Keith Neds. He's the founder and the director of the ministry Calligraphy for Christ. Pastor Keith, as we begin this last segment, would you take time to tell our listeners your website so if persons are wanting to get in touch with you or find out some of the items you've produced, the scriptural items that you have available, give them your website, please.
Okay, it's very simple. CalligraphyForChrist.com. Oh. And they can go out there, and there's different sections. I give my testimony out there, what the Lord's brought me through, and his mercy and grace in my life. There's a catalog. You can look through that. I even have classes I do that's more local at this point. Something I'd like to get that online. So, and one of the fun things that's on there, not every piece has it, but I have the story behind the art. Mm-hmm. Maybe if we get a second, I could go through some of those stories. But it's fascinating to see. I just am so privileged to be able to see up front and personal, real close, how God uses His Word in people's lives, because I'm lettering it, I get it out there, and then I get the reports back. It's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's neat. Share the website one more time.
It's calligraphyforchrist.com.
Okay.
Calligraphy is a fancy word that means beautiful writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the definition of calligraphy, you said, just basically beautiful writing, you said?
Yes, graphe is writing, graphics, you know, we know about graphite and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's and then kala is Greek for beautiful. Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
Okay, and actually there are quite a few different kinds of calligraphy that out there, aren't there?
Yes, there's a whole lot of different styles. There's black letter, Fraktur. One of the ones that's really popular and very encouraged. Sort of the hobby of calligraphy comes and goes, but right now it's booming, and people, especially, it's called modern calligraphy. It's a script. It's a little bit more free form, and my daughter's involved with that, and it's become really big. I'm so grateful, because there's something special about something that's hand done. Now I'm all for computer fonts putting scripture out, however we can get it out. But there's something unique about something that's hand done. It's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks even more strongly.
Okay. All righty. Can you share about maybe one or two stories behind some of the items that you produce?
Okay. Well, this one story is sort of almost a little funny. One of the practices we have of when we send something out, somebody puts an order, I always send an extra print or maybe several prints, and let them know I'm sending those just to bless them. And then I include a story about our family in a gospel tract.
Mm-hmm.
But so one time I was away at a conference, and I had all my bins of calligraphy prints with me, and my son was back home, and he was dealing with an order that had come in, so he was able to get that order fulfilled. And then I encourage whoever's choosing the extra print, I said, you know, just try to think to pray about something that God could use. Well, there weren't too many prints sitting around, so he grabbed one, and this is what it was. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. That's Psalm 116, 15, and that's combined with blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, and their works do follow them, Revelation 14, 13. And so I told him, I said, well, I said, I mean, those are great verses, but you wouldn't necessarily send those verses just to anybody about somebody dying. And
mm-hmm.
Well, lo and behold, I got this note back from the folks that had ordered some calligraphy. Mm-hmm. I forget what their main order was, but they said, thank you so much for getting that to us in a timely manner, and we really appreciate it. And also, thank you for that extra print that you sent us. There was a family member, an uncle, or somebody that had just died, and it was such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, how in the world did we happen to know that? I mean, they didn't say, well, how did you know somebody died? But that wouldn't be the normal verse you'd send it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, but work that out, and I've seen that repeatedly, how the Lord uses His Word. In fact, I would actually say, if it weren't for seeing God's Word, I would not be surprised if I'd be dead today, because of the power of God's Word has changed my life. And so I'm so blessed. In fact, there's a little on some of the verses out there, a decent number, it says the story behind the ark and
mm-hmm.
how God used those. So it's really exciting to see those.
Okay. Well, share the website one more time.
It's calligraphyforchrist.com.
Okay. And Pastor Keith, I want to ask if you'll take a moment now to pray for people that are listening. There may be people that are listening that this might be something the Lord would have them to get into in for ministry purposes, because there's so many ways in which it's so good to put the Word of God on display in public settings, in the home, in the office, and in places where you have the opportunity to, because the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And so when you read the Word of God, no matter where you are, whether it's on a billboard, in an office, on the wall, just a plaque on somebody's desk, it impacts people. Would you pray for believers to listen to the Lord about what he'd have them to do with this reality?
Dear Lord, we thank you for the power of your word, and we thank you for the abilities that you give people. And Lord, as I taught classes, sometimes the people that have the most ability think they do it the worst because they're so in tune with any kind of problems they have. So I pray that these kind of fears and the barriers will be overcome, people that you've gifted, especially with an art background, that you'd raise them up, Lord, whether it's in graphic design kind of work or maybe it's hand-done things like I'm doing. But that your word would be spread, Lord. We live in a day where there's really a famine of the word of God as far as in front of our eyes. We've got tons of Bibles around that I'm not sure people are reading them, and they're involved with their phones and all kinds of other media. But, Lord, I pray that there would be you'd raise up folks, even as in that movie, The War Room, as that lady said, raise them up, Lord, raise them up. Raise up laborers to get your word out. And we see folks come to Jesus Christ as a result of seeing and hearing your word. Look forward to how we're thankful for what you have done. I've seen you raising up various calligraphers and graphic artists. I pray you continue to do that. And maybe there's some listening right now that you put that on their heart and they just said, well, I couldn't do that, or it's not good enough, or no, the Lord couldn't use me like use somebody else. Look at their stuff. And no, Lord, I pray you this idea of comparison would just be thrown out the window. That's you told us not to compare with one another. You've given us each abilities, and sometimes maybe even the calligraphy that would be maybe not some of the more fancy, but it's from the heart, might really touch hearts. So I just pray we'd use the gifts you've given us, and we thank you for being able to be laborers together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Keith. You know, I think of this, too, that, you know, when you think of what the concept of words, you know, now, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He himself is the Word of God. And in our world and our culture, words are so important because you need words in order to communicate. And so the whole ministry behind calligraphy is so much more powerful than you might would think because it's a way to beautifully communicate words in writing. So again, it's a powerful thing to think about. So basically, share your website one more time, please.
calligraphyforchrist.com.
All right. And, you know, Pastor Keith, I want to ask if you'll share your thoughts on this too. You know, it's very wise for believers to think in terms of giving gifts that contain the Word of God to people, whether it's Christmas time or birthday gifts, but including maybe a small bookmark with calligraphy on it or one that shares the gospel or a gospel track inside, but also there's so many ways you can take calligraphy, word that's in calligraphy form and put it in gifts, as I said, whether it's Christmas or any other occasion. Any thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners about why that's so helpful and fruitful?
Well, that's going to be, you know, you hear this phrase, the gift that keeps giving. Well, that's what it does. I mean, when somebody comes in your home, we have John 3:16 right inside of our door, pretty big. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any question about what we're excited about here when they come to our house and they see the Ten Commandments over our fireplace. And it's a gift that keeps giving. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a great investment. And while we're on that idea, there was a man lived from 1913 to 1997. He got a passion for giving out the Word of God, and he ended up giving out over 4 million framed pieces of the Word of God. And mm-hmm. And I've seen those all over the place. I got so excited when I found out about what he did and the impact that has had through the years. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus says, more blessed to give than to receive. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage people, and I'm certainly not, even if I didn't do one bit of calligraphy, I would. This is not about my calligraphy. I mean, I'm glad for people to see my stuff. I've got references to other websites they can go, but just do it, you know, just get some word. Even if it's just learn calligraphy and do it yourself, and it's a great gift if you learn calligraphy. given out to somebody something that's it's so personal, and it they're going to save that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it means a lot.
And, you know, and you make a great point, that the idea of a gift that keeps giving. The fact is, you know, you think of, for example, just the thought behind a gospel tract. Gospel tracts literally sometimes can change hands a dozen times or more. And it can bless one person, but it can bless many other people as well. And so it's just good for us. It's wise for us to think in terms of putting gospel tracts and our Bible bookmarks and things like that inside gifts as well. So our time is almost gone. Any final words you'd like to share with our listeners about why this is an important ministry and encouragement about taking and using it?
Well, it's an important ministry because God's ordained it. And mm-hmm. He said his word's not going to return void. And I would just this scripture here in Isaiah, you look at the verses before the verse where it says, his word's not going to return void. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Then down further it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. I used to look at that verse where and it says, nor are your ways my ways. I used to think, well, you know, God's higher than we are. But no, that is saying, that's a condemnation. They do not have God's, we have God's words.
Mm-hmm.
We have his thoughts right in his word. So we can think God's thoughts after him. We can have God's ways because we have his word.
That's right.
So it's sort of blown away. It blows my mind to think, okay, I can think God's thoughts after him. And so we help people think God's thoughts after him by encouraging them to have God's word right before their eyes. And it's mm-hmm. a great way to labor together with God. I love that in 1 Corinthians 3:9, one of my favorite verses. Mm-hmm. We need to pray for laborers, not only in this field, but, you know, we need to do something for the kingdom that God's put in our hearts. Maybe it's in a political area, wherever God, we need to be willing.
Yes,
to be
sir.
About this business.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Keith, thank you so much for being with us again. One more time, your website?
DeliverFoodForChrist.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, and keep up the great work that you're doing with the Ministry of Calligraphy for Christ, okay?
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Hope that you'll pray for the Ministry of Calligraphy for Christ, and if this is something you think the Lord has put on your heart for you to learn how to do as well, please do. It's important for us to follow the Holy Spirit all the time. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.